Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
What is the meaning of the resurrection? We're in a primary school, and there was this teacher, and this teacher went up to their classroom, and asked the students, what does the resurrection mean? What happened during the resurrection? And none of the students seemed to want to answer. Some had an idea, but weren't confident enough to put their hand up to give an answer. But finally, Johnny, one of the students, puts his hand up and says, Miss, I know what the resurrection is about. It's about this guy, Jesus, who was with his disciples, living a life with his disciples, a life of miracles. And then one day he was walking around and someone came and arrested him. His disciples ran away and all of a sudden he was alone. Then he was killed and he was buried. And then there was a big boulder, he said, and they put this big boulder over the cave where he was buried. And there he was laid. And the teacher said, okay, tell me more, Johnny. You've talked about the burial, but what does the resurrection mean? What happened? He said, well, the boulder was moved and then Jesus came out. And what happens today is people wait outside the boulder every year and wait for Jesus to come out on Easter Sunday. And we know, as Christians, he said, that when Jesus walks out on Easter Sunday and he's able to see his own shadow, then we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. Now, that's ridiculous, right? It is ridiculous because that's not what the resurrection is about. But sometimes it can be a superstitious thing. It can be something that makes no sense. It is something that we think that is going to give us good luck if we come to Mass on Sunday, something that is going to make a difference if we obey certain rules. But the resurrection isn't about the rules. It is the source, the epitome of the non-ruleness. It's about the spontaneity of God. It is about the generosity of God. Because of the resurrection, it is not about the law. It's about relationship. Tell me any other God that we can have a relationship with. Allah? No, you cannot have a relationship with Allah. You obey Allah and you do things for Him, but He will award you or punish you according to your deeds. Hardly a relationship there. Tell me about Buddha. No, it's about getting things from the earth. He's not alive, but Jesus is alive. And this is what we celebrate today, that He is not a historical figure. He's someone who can make a difference in our lives today. Someone we can speak to every morning, every afternoon, and every evening. We can drive and ask for a parking space. We can speak to when we're going through moments of desperation. He is alive. He is well. He is here with us. And He leads us to heaven. It is because of the resurrection we know that we can get to heaven. We know that we are not alone. We know that the best is yet to come. Many of us don't understand, don't live in the resurrection. We understand that Jesus rose from the dead, but we don't understand how it can make a difference in our life. Well, I tell you this, stop wherever you are and just ask this prayer, ask and say this prayer, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, make the resurrection real in my life. Come into my heart. Show me that you are alive and let me live in relationship with you. I'm sorry for all of my sins. And I want and I pray that at this moment, that I may follow you and not me. That I may follow your ways and not the ways of this world. Make me yours. Help me enter into this relationship and be the Lord of my life. Jesus, you who are risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influencers podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.